Moving on to number two, report and possible discussion of the fiscal year 2008 second quarter budget report. John Hawes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. This is an item that doesn't require action. It's information only that we do each quarter. This is for the second quarter ending February the 29th, 2008. You received a complete report of about 10 pages of our financial performance through this particular quarter. This is simply just a summary of the water supply system, and I'll make a couple of comments about it, but certainly available to answer any specific questions that you might have. As you can see on the revenue side, and if you look in the year-to-date column up there, the revenues were up about $2.6 million through the first 6 months of the year, which, of course, is very good. That's really attributed to two or three things. Number one, we've had a couple of very large water sales that we were able to close early in the year that were not budgeted, and that attributed to that. Also, our investment income has been up a little bit over what we budgeted. We'll talk in a minute, a couple of agenda items later, about our investment portfolio. Rates are going down, so that'll probably change over time, but at least at this point our income was up a little bit, and a few other items where our revenues were up, so they were up that much. On the expense side, you can see our expenses were about $1.2 million less than we expected through this time this year, and again, that's good news. A few of those items may be some timing, where some of those expenses may occur in the last two quarters of the year, but nevertheless, for many of y'all who have been on the board, we would expect to come in under budget, certainly in the expense category, by the end of the year. Project expenditures are just a little bit more of a long-term projects, but are nevertheless expenses in our budget. You can see they're pretty much right on track. And capital outlay is where we replace and basically the replacement of equipment and things, primarily vehicles and other equipment that we use in our operation, and we're a little bit under our spending pattern there. We'll probably underspend that slightly by the end of the year, but we'll come fairly close to that. And you can see that gives us a surplus of about $4 million over where we our budget said we'd be through year to date. Under non-operating revenues, that's an item we did not budget for, and that involved a settlement of a lawsuit, and nevertheless that goes, of course, into our reserve balances, so that's why I put that on there. And then capital projects, which are come out, these are the projects and the spending comes out of reserves. You can see we're a little bit under the pace of that also, so you can see that if you look down there in the actual year day column, our reserve balance is almost $49 million at the end of February. That will actually come down over the course of the year because of our spending. The revenue collections take place mostly in the first half of the year. We collect most of our water revenue in the first half of the year, and then usually spend expenses throughout the year. So that we build up pretty good reserves in the first half of the year, and then spend them down over the course of the year. Any questions about that? And again, there's more detail. Certainly in your booklet. There's also a couple reports I might note that I haven't really mentioned that much, but in there's an aging report for you all that might be interested in the receivables, accounts receivable that we have outstanding. There's a report that shows, and it's more current. I believe it's dated April the 8th, I think, or something, that we try to give you the latest, at least the time when the books go out on the aging. And we have a couple of items in there that we're working through, but for the most part, we don't really have collection problems and things. We have one item with a short-term water customer that we're working through, and that will get collected following an assignment of a contract. So, but anyway, that was just one thing I wanted to mention. Any questions anybody might have?
Great. Thank you, John.
Okay.